4 don't stretch on game day. I come ready. I came out the womb, I was ready.
Oh, LeBron James with no regard for human life.
That's what I do. I drink and I know things.
He runs at the 50. He runs at the 40. The guy is drunk, but there he goes.
Is that why you're here?
Surprise, surprise, motherfucker. The king is back.
And welcome to the show. You're now listening to the Shooting the Shit. I'm your host, Grant Robinson, alongside, as always, my co-host, Ryan Brewster. Big
what
week
up?
Football, man. It's running out, eh? Time is...
Oh, no.
It's an exciting part of the year, but it's one of the most depressing because now it's no longer Saturday and Sunday football. Right now you got the two games this weekend and then one more after that. So
we don't even have a Pro Bowl to look forward to.
I'm not too worried about that.
Did they cancel the All-American Bowl this year for high school?
No, they're doing the they're doing the Senior Bowl. I know that. I don't know about the high school.
Okay, that's good then.
Because Devontae Smith and Mac Jones both said they're going. But Devontae Smith isn't even playing. Like, he's hurt. But he's going to go and interview with 32 head coaches, which is genius.
No, that's smart. Good for him. So, no, that's really good. That's a good move for him. Because I know people are a little worried about his size and everything. But
and Mac Jones, it's smart because your stock has never been higher. And you get a chance to go show people, hey, it's not just because of Alabama. Look, this is me now. Don't look at Devontae. Don't look at Najee Harris. Look at me.
Forget about those two guys. I can promise you, though, if Houston had a fucking pick in the second round, they would take Mac Jones and just trade Watson for nothing. Get that white fat quarterback, man.
He's not even fat. That's the worst part. Like, he's such a tweener.
He's a doughboy, man. He's just build whatsoever.
Just before we get started, we'll obviously get into the NFL. I love this quote. I saw it 2 weeks ago. I was going to do it in it. And then TJ shared it in the thing. Best quote to describe college football I've ever seen, eh? College football is great because every guy on the field is the best football player to come out of his high school in years or perhaps ever. But then you get a matchup where one of the guys is a future 9-time Pro Bowler and the other guy is a future litigation attorney. And that's where the magic happens.
Yeah.
That kills me, man. It's such a humbling thing for sure. Cause you go to a Division I school, we play with some real good football players in our lifetimes. How many have made it to the NFL and been right? A major college program, you were a stud wherever you came from.
Yeah.
And you just the guy that Devontae Smith burnt for Ohio State, the number 32, all I remember, that guy for sure was star linebacker, fastest guy on the team, and just look like a bum.
Just fucking eating dust.
Man. But like I said last week, we were spoiled in different ways. I feel like every game was a different type of matchup.
Yeah, it was interesting to see.
How we're going to do today is we're going to go conference by conference. So we'll recap both games in the NFC, then preview the NFC Conference Championship, and then second half we'll do the AFC.
Sounds good to me, my man.
If you had asked before the week started, what game are we going to be talking about first? I don't think there's really a question. The answer was going to be Bucks Saints.
Oh, I was going to say Jared Goff.
No. But the Bucks Saints, think about it. The two quarterbacks who pretty much lead every major passing statistical category.
Every stupid, small, dumb stat you could think of.
They're 1-2 almost.
Exactly.
They're almost 1-2 in every single one. Yeah. And, touchdowns, Brady first, Breeze second. Yards, Breeze first, Brady second. Completions, Breeze, Brady. Pro Bowls, Brady, Breeze. Game-winning drives, Brady, Breeze. It's pretty ridiculous. And, you know what? Part of what we knew was going to happen when – or expected to happen when Tom Brady moved over there was these two are going to play a minimum of two times this year and possibly a third, like we got to see.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, two passing, like I said, you expect an absolute shootout and you get nothing but a defensive battle back and forth. And before we get started on the I got to say, before we talk about those two guys, the defensive players in this game, there's a couple that's jumped off the page. Like Devin White, stud.
Devin White single-handedly won the game at one point. Like when he snatched that pick out of the air, man, that was the game.
He's so good. Like some of the tackles, even like some of the plays that go unnoticed, right? It's not a sack, but a run that looks like it could go for 10. And it's a tackle at the line of scrimmage. Like that's
imagine he's not even a Pro Bowler.
Yeah, that's a joke. That's crazy. But
no, that's why I don't put any stock in a Pro Bowl, really, right? Like that's why when people are upset about Deshaun Watson, I'm like, who cares? It's a fucking Pro Bowl. They're not even playing.
Especially in the past, because this year at least the Pro Bowl is a real honor. That's it. It's just you get what you get. There's no injury replacement.
We're essentially seeing two all-pro teams. Like, that's what it is.
Because
right?
In the
like,
past,
there's no game, but
it's anybody in the Super Bowl backs out, so they replace them. Anybody that has any sort of after-season surgery is out. Anybody that's a little banged up and tired is out. So you end up with, instead of, let's say, two running backs on each wall, they put three, you end up with six in each conference. Yeah. So
it's just – it's a personal honor, and it's an individual award that, like, people deserve.
Yeah. So – look, Devin White, monster in the game. And I will say this, the Saints lost, but two DBs for Marcus Lattimore. I get Mike Evans got the touchdown. Congratulations. Lattimore pretty much shut him down the entire – he's been doing it all season.
The only problem with the Bucs offense is it doesn't matter how good your star DB is, he can't cover all three guys. Yeah,
exactly. Or the tight ends or – the running game. It's
exactly like the only way you're going to beat them is defense, like team defense, which the Saints had done the two prior games. But it's hard enough to beat a team two times, let alone three times. So the Saints had a tall order, and unfortunately, they couldn't answer the call.
Malcolm Jenkins looked great as well. Another guy that really stepped up. But in the end, one team wins. Bucks won 30-20. For a game with not much offense, 50 points is a lot of points.
That's good, right?
And look, where do we want to start with this? Look, here, forget it. The biggest story to come out of it, Tom Brady, we'll get into, because that is also a big thing. But Drew Brees, possible last game. We don't know yet. It came out before the game that for sure it was. Now, three picks. Like, look, I'll be the first to say it. The whole narrative of Drew Brees, I've been hearing it a lot. Oh, he stuck around too long. He should have left. He's over the hill. Like his team went 13-3.
Yeah.
24 touchdowns, 6 interceptions, 71% completion rating. I completely disagree. Put it that way. They were a better football team with him there. Is he what he was? No. No. And can he throw the ball downfield like he used to? No, but he was never really that guy.
No, that's it. He was a precision passer, right? He wasn't a long ball throw. Like he had the ability to throw the long ball, but he didn't have to because he was too busy tearing apart defenses in and out every game, right?
You hear his story came out today from his wife. We all know, and this is the other part too. Like, oh, well, Drew Brees wasn't what he was this year. Man, Deshaun Watson, okay, who's a stud in his prime or whatever young quarterback you want to use, if they had the injuries that he had this year, would have looked a little off as well. Like 11 broken ribs. Sorry?
Just to put in perspective, Deshaun Watson did have that injury. Well,
and I'm just saying, you look at young guys, 11 broken ribs, collapsed lung.
But he went to Jacksonville the very next week. He had to take a bus by himself because he wasn't allowed to fly with his injury, and they won.
That's pretty solid. Yeah, so, but Jacksonville –
Jacksonville was a decent team in the AFC South, right? They still had their defense. Like Blake Bortles wasn't a complete nightmare yet. And it's a division. But anyways, I'm not trying to take any away.
No, but I get what you mean.
I'm more pumping.
And torn rotator cuff.
Right? And no, there it is. That's the big one.
How is this not – this isn't just about being old. That's a huge thing. Like, so for me, the fact that he played, I give him all the credit in the world. And when I hear, well, they went 3-1 without him. They played Atlanta twice. They beat Denver, and they lost and they lost to an absolutely garbage team. So I'm sorry, I don't buy that they were a better team without Drew Brees, and he proved it this year. So Drew Brees, I still think if he wants to come back next year, if I'm the Saints, I'm here for it. But you got to draft a guy now, and it's not Taysom Hill.
Draft the guy and let him learn under.
Yeah.
Like,
and if he gets hurt again, you throw the young kid in. I have no problem with that. No, so
absolutely. But in all honesty, with all the people that are saying, oh, Drew Brees played a year too long, blah, 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 all the criticism, all that, nobody knows when their last year is till it happens. Peyton Manning didn't know.
His was a bad last year.
Yes, exactly. He was benched for Osweiler. Drew Brees was never benched. He got hurt.
And this is not the type of year that you look back on. That point. I agree 100% with you. This is not the type of year you're going to look back and say, wow, I really shouldn't have played like Peyton's was.
Like, this is the kind of year you look back, you're like, okay, I don't want to get injured again.
That's the thing.
Call it quits.
Can I really realistically win the Super Bowl next year? Because if not, it's not worth it. That's exactly the thing. And I think he does have a chance. So I'm not ready to say he's done, but being a family man, like, I get it, man. You see how he is with his kids.
Wasn't that a beautiful moment, though, eh?
Yeah,
at the end of the game, Tom Brady went out and joined Drew and his fucking kids on the field just playing around with him.
Throws a touchdown to the kid, like, that was cool.
No, that was really cool, man. Like, that was, like, it was really cool. It's the gamesmanship of it all, right? You can see how close they were over the years. They never really had to see each other.
It's true. And it's 1 year in the division together. You're right. They never did have to go against each other.
It's nice to see the mutual respect between two guys with as much fire as the two of them have. Because if you watch Tom Brady, you'd imagine he doesn't like anybody who really is playing the game. But once he takes his helmet off, he seems like he's the nicest guy in the world, right?
I got to say, man, I gained a lot of respect for him. But just to finish on Drew Brees, the thing that bothers me with it is the way it looks on the outside, I feel like he's almost underappreciated in a lot of ways.
He always has been in a way.
There's other ways where he's if you're going to say he's the best ever, then he's overrated. But
yeah,
we had this conversation a couple weeks ago. He's definitely either guaranteed in the top five or right outside, or you're just not paying attention.
Well, it depends on what kind of list you're asking, right? If you want to include the whole of NFL history, then unfortunately he's not in the top five. He may be out of the top 10. Because of some of the accolades that past quarterbacks have had. Because when we talked about it last, I only added the players that were playing currently and, like, the guys who were just one-off. Like, Peyton Manning, the reason why he was on the list is because he had just retired, 4 years ago?
Peyton is on it no matter what. If you don't have Peyton Manning on your list, I get some people value winning more. I understand that. They both won one. So you can't – now it's the same as Brady – it's not the same Brady, I get that. But
Peyton won two. One of them was because of the defense, but
I just find the way that Drew Brees, the whole narrative is just – I just don't agree. And he left it out of there. But the same people will build up Dan Marino. Do you remember – well, we won't remember this, but Dan Marino's last playoff game in his last year, they lost 62-7. Does that take away from his thing? No, no one gives a shit. You played, you made the playoffs. If they went 4-12.
With a career as long as Drew Brees has had, if your only memory of him is that last game against the Buccaneers, then you didn't watch football. Because that will not be the reason I remember Drew Brees. I will never bring that game up again in my life. After this season is done, I will forget about it. And I will always remember Drew Brees as one of the greatest quarterbacks to ever put on a helmet. That's the only way I'm ever going to remember Drew Brees.
And one thing that the memory that I'll remember from this year, it's like, it's going to sound weird because it was a nothing play. Well, it ended up going for a touchdown, sorry. But last game, not this week, the week before, Drew Brees gets a pass rush right in his face, fakes throwing. Do you remember
what I'm talking about? Three touchdowns, yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, that was just such a smart play. That's what I mean. It's not about arm. It's not about mobility. That's his brain that did that, right?
IQ level, man. That's where the football IQ wins, right? He got him to put his arms up and leave his feet a bit, and then he just put it right beside him. It was perfect.
The other part of this game, Tom Brady, 43 years old. Oops, I did it again. This guy,
beautiful son of a bitch.
It's starting to get to the point where, like, I get why people don't like him. I understand. But you don't have to say he's the greatest of all time. You could love Montana. You could whatever. But if you try to say Tom Brady is overrated or Tom Brady is nothing without, like, it's at the point where, like, you just look stupid now.
Yeah.
It's the same as LeBron. Like, they get the same kind of hate. Now, they're different players. LeBron James is the most talented physically. Tom Brady is nowhere near that. But quarterbacks don't have to be.
This is why when back when Peyton Manning was playing and people would say Manning's better than Brady, I would just say, I'm like, I don't know, looking at the roster, I think Brady's better because for one reason, Peyton Manning never played a single season without two top receivers. Ever, barring injury. He had Marvin Harrison and Reggie Wayne. He went to Denver. He had Demaryius Thomas, Eric Decker. And Emmanuel Sanders at the very beginning of the season. Not Emmanuel Sanders, sorry.
Yeah, but he threw 50 touchdowns too when he went to Denver. Like, he had weapons.
Oh, absolutely. No. Like, I'm not trying to take away from Peyton Manning.
I get what you're saying.
Anybody else in the conversation for the GOAT, they all had something special with them. Look, Joe Montana had Jerry Rice.
Tom Brady's is Belichick. That's what people will lean on, right? They'll say Belichick or Gronkowski. But I agree with where you're going. I think, and I love that he's winning this year. And I don't think he wins a Super Bowl. I don't. But
this is the best roster he's ever had.
But it's a different roster, too. That's what I like.
Imagine Tom Brady in his prime with a roster like this.
Oh, well, we saw Randy Moss and how it worked out. His best statistical year ever.
Randy Moss and whatever white receiver was available that week.
But like our friend, a lot of people we know, and not just people we know, all over the place. What was Tom Brady's reputation before this? Oh, he's just dink and dunk. It's always for the running back. It's cheater for sure. But the type of throws he made was like, he's not Aaron Rodgers. He can't throw like that. He's always just throwing little slants and passes to the running backs, right? Okay, this year, for 20-yard throws downfield, he's first in completions, he's first in yards. So when he has the weapons that can do that, he can
be the best
at that. When he doesn't, he will use the weapons the way they work the best. Like, that's a winner to me. That's a guy who can adapt to what he has.
Adapt and overcome. That's all he's done his entire career.
So look, just to put some stats out there, which again, you already are an idiot if you say he's not one of the best ever. You don't have to like him, but new team, new offense, no Belichick, a coach who threw him under the bus multiple times this season, which I still don't understand why.
Zero offseason.
No offseason to get chemistry. Doesn't matter. He's now in his 14th conference championship. Nine of the last 10, and second place, okay, 14. So just a random number. Second place has 7.
Yes.
So division-wise, I always hear that argument too. Well, it's easy when you had that powder puff of a division for over a decade. Sure, to make the playoffs or go 10 and whatever and win the division. Actually, they never went 10. They always went like 12 or 13.
Yeah.
But I get that argument. But if that's the case, he gets a bye week one, and then he plays – one of the top 4 teams left to make it there. And he won those games 14 times.
The way I look at it, the way I looked at the NFC East, the way I look at it, it's not Tom Brady's job to build the other teams. It's his job to beat them. And he did handily.
Again and again.
And again. And again and again. It's not even Kraft's job to help the other teams in the division. That is the division they were put. They didn't choose it. That's just what it was. So that is a lame, lame excuse because anyone who said that was probably a Bills fan.
Or Dolphin.
Now, who just beat the shit out of that entire division. And they're like, oh, our division is better than us. No, it's not.
It's true.
It's the same trash. It's the same trash, just different jerseys at this point. Stop it. Come on.
If he wins this weekend.
Okay, that wasn't fair. The Dolphins were better this year than they have been.
Jets had good teams during that run. They had okay teams. Like
fucking Mark Sanchez, man.
Oh, Jesus. So if he wins this weekend, this is an unfair stat. This is very unfair. But he will have – just put things in perspective. He'll have the same amount of NFC Conference championships as Brees and Rodgers. That's rough.
It's really? Not
easy to do. Yeah, they've only made it to the Super Bowl once.
I could have sworn to God that fucking Rodgers has been there twice, but no, you're right. Yeah, no. Wow, okay. That is super funny.
It's a cheating stat, right? But
I wouldn't say it's a cheating stat. I'd say it's hilarious.
He's got 32 playoff wins, okay? That's more than all but four teams in franchise history. New England has 37, so he's 32 of those. Erase them.
Okay.
Green Bay, 36. Pittsburgh, 36. Dallas, 35. He has 32 in his career. That's insane. Like, again, that's not against the division. You don't play your division in the playoffs. Well, usually, unless they advance. So, monster stat there. He's beat 18 different playoff teams. How is that even possible?
I don't know.
And 8 wins in the playoffs against the NFC. That's the same as Drew Brees in his career. It doesn't even make sense that these stats are real. Like, it doesn't make sense.
Such a weird stat to look at. It's crazy.
Okay, last one. His playoff loss is 11. So playoff wins, he's 32, which is a pretty good winning percentage. But playoff game-winning drives, 13. He's got more game-winning drives to win the game than he does losses. Like, I'm sorry. It's the guy's resume is like, I don't care what job it is in the world. You put this on a piece of paper. It could be the chef at the best restaurant in the world. You don't say no to this fucking guy, man. Like, that's it. It doesn't have anything to do with anything he's applying for. But his resume, you can't say no to it. You can't.
No, that's that's a pretty serious resume.
Man.
Just hearing them out loud, it makes me smile. Fake. It makes me a little giddy.
Yeah, like they sound fake. It's not gonna happen again. Nobody else is gonna have stats like this.
Like, in all reality, I'm starting to understand that Ted 2 scene where they're trying to get a semen. I get it now. I would do it too if I were from Boston.
So here's my problem with this weekend. I will admit, this win of his, was it one of his masterpieces? No. Did he find a way to win? Yes. The 3 interceptions obviously played a huge part by Brees. So his defense really stepped up this week. Yes, they did. 21 points off turnovers was the most points any team had off turnovers this year. And the drives, one started at like the 3.
Yeah. And
all 3 were in Saints territory. So he had no touchdowns from his own territory to there. But he scored enough to get the win. So if we're going to take this win away from Tom Brady and say, well, he didn't do anything, the defense did. Well, Josh Allen's defense allowed 3 points. So, yeah. I'm not singling out Josh Allen. That's your football team is allowed to make plays. Like, I don't understand the hate for him. Like, I just find it's.
I understand the hate. Everyone hates the best guy. Everyone does. There was a time when I hated Tom Brady. Remember, I was a Patriots fan until he was.
Until he won. Yeah. Ooh. You didn't hate him when he started. You didn't.
I was a Patriots fan when he won his first Super Bowl.
Yep.
And then I left because I couldn't stand them.
You are a glutton for punishment. You are.
Yeah. No, now I'm in Houston, a real organization.
Man, you really outdone yourself there with that. I just clicked there with how you did that. My goodness.
It's spectacular. Remember, I was even a Panthers fan until they made the Super Bowl.
That's true. Yeah. So Houston, luckily Houston gets to keep you because they're not on their way anytime soon.
Well, no. The only thing they're on the way to is fucking chapter 11.
The other game in the NFC, Packers 32, Rams 18.
That score is a lot closer than than the game was.
I was just going to say that. Like,
that is not indicative.
What's your thoughts on that game? What's your thoughts on it?
I thought for once I can't blame Goff, which is nice because I was tired of riding him because we rid Ben for a while and then we started riding Goff even longer. And I'm really, really happy that I don't get to blame him. I get to blame the rest of the team. They're ass. Jalen Ramsey showing why I couldn't fucking stand him in the first place. He is such a goddamn baby, pointing fingers at everyone else, when in all reality, you're in man against Davante Adams, be faster, be smarter, be quicker.
But that that play is the same as Devontae Smith.
Rodgers. You're up against Aaron Rodgers. You see that first motion, and then he goes to motion again, and then you take your time to get over there? No, that's not how it works. If you're a lockup corner, you lock it up.
I get what you're saying. On those patterns, I disagree. Look, you have to go around the linebackers. You don't have a choice. Look, you have to switch off or they'll torch you.
I can forgive him for giving up the touchdown because it was a bang-bang play and there's nothing he could really have done about it. It was his reaction after the play.
Okay, that's fair.
He turned around and lost it on the guy beside him when it was his assignment. You got beat, take the L.
I'm just saying, defensive play coverage, I don't know if it's someone's job to go out there on that. Because that it's funny because that's the exact same play Devontae Smith scored in that national championship. The exact same play where the DB has to move around the linebackers, whereas the receiver can just hug the line of scrimmage.
It's a play that NFL quarterbacks have been using their entire careers because that's how you weed out to see if it's man or zone. Mm-hmm. Now, I've seen quarterbacks get burnt with that before because they've also showed that, and then the guy would shoot the flat to stop that play specifically, right? But that didn't happen here. And it's not even the play that made me mad. It was the fact that it reacted so poorly and like such a baby because outside of that one reaction, he had a good game. Jalen Ramsey played well. For the most part, he had Davante Adams on lock. But he only had, 58 yards?
66 on 9 catches. So,
he did a job.
On Davante Adams, that's amazing. That's it.
But the way he reacted after that touchdown was the exact reason why I can't stand Jalen Ramsey. It's everyone else's fault.
The only thing I'll say about Jalen Ramsey in this game that, or not even the game, but that after the game that really impressed me and made me, if sitting back from the outside saying like, holy shit, you know you're good when? I see all over the internet, memes of Davante Adams, unstoppable, monster, or torches Jalen Ramsey because he had 54 yards of receiving against him. If somebody gets 54 yards against you and they're that good and they get wow, he got that against you, that's an accomplishment, you know you had a pretty good year.
Now, here's a fun story because I hadn't had a chance to bring him up in the last few weeks, but I think because Jalen Ramsey went up against some serious receivers this season.
Yep.
He had to lock down some of the best receivers in the game. And he did a very, very good job, I might add. But I think against the Cardinals, because I'm just going to point out DeAndre Hopkins, because he did shut him down both games. That is the first time in DeAndre Hopkins' career that he's been shut down by Jalen Ramsey. Who does that say more about?
I'm going to cheat and say both.
No.
I get what you're saying. It shows the dominance of Hopkins. I do agree. It
shows the dominance of Deshaun Watson. Because Kyler Murray, as good as he is, Deshaun Watson always found a way to get the ball in to DeAndre Hopkins, whether it was Ramsey covering him or not. And when Hopkins was on the Texans, he beat him like a drum. Like Jalen Ramsey wasn't a question. It was an aggressive matchup. But he always had 100 yards, 70 yards, blah, 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 whatever. I don't know the exact stats. I'm sure there was a game where he locked him down.
But the back pressure of Floyd and Donald helps him too in the LA.
Oh, of course.
Gives him – you have to cover for – you don't have to cover for as long.
Exactly. So that was definitely a big thing. But Jalen Ramsey had a good season, but that one reaction, that one play is the reason why I don't like it.
If I didn't like Jalen Ramsey, I agree I would have had the same reaction. So I can't even defend it.
No, he's a very talented corner, and he may be the best corner in the league at the moment. For all that we know, I haven't had a chance to look at all the advanced stats, but he's definitely got a case. But I don't like him personally.
The advanced stats this year, by the way, would say Jair Alexander. That's what they would say.
Ooh, that's going to be a fun matchup. Because
he is, if you look at what he's done, that's why I'm saying Mike Evans, man, tough couple weeks at the office.
Yeah. No, for sure.
And same with Lattimore, by the way. Just to go, I gave Ramsey the credit. Mike Evans, people are like, oh, Mike Evans finally shows up. He had a 3-yard touchdown.
Yeah.
He's a monster compared to Lattimore size-wise. He beat him in a jump ball. Like, let's relax, guys. If a corner can't get beat for a 3-yard catch without being called a
touchdown and be like, oh, yeah, I showed up. He didn't. Dez Bryant showed up a couple weeks ago. That should happen.
Yeah, he did. Touchdowns happen. But, so look, you brought, well, actually, before we move on, I want to touch on it. You said it. I agree. Jared Goff really wasn't bad at all this game.
No, I thought he played a very good game. But unfortunately,
he wasn't great, right? He wasn't he didn't take
he did enough to win. He did enough to win.
100%. 100%. He played as well as Tom Brady did, for example.
That's exactly it.
It's the problem is he went against somebody that did better. Aaron Rodgers. It's not even I don't even have to.
No, it's really not a question mark anymore. He is the
does everything. MVP. He does it against whatever defense. The hottest defense in the league coming into this, again,
made them look bad.
Yeah, extremely efficient. They got Aaron Jones going.
That being said, as good as the Packers' offense looked, their pass rush, wow. Like, they pinned their ears back and they got home a lot. Goff was under fire for a lot of that game.
That's why there's no big passes, right? It's all short. That's why he only had 170 yards. He was accurate, but it was all nickel and dime, which is fine.
Yeah, he had the hot route, everything. He had no choice.
No turnovers, no game-changing four plays by him.
He had Preston Smith in his grill the entire goddamn game. Like, it was unreal.
The problem for Rams fans, I think that means you're sticking with Goff. You're not getting another quarterback right now.
Sorry, Mom.
So, it's
I'm going to apologize to my mother for that, being the only Rams fan I've ever met.
So, look, with that, that's the two games. Really, the Rams-Packers, like you said, the only story to it was that the Packers, even though they won by 14, didn't really run away with it. They were in control the whole game, but the Rams were also right there. They kept sticking there. So, it was
a few unfortunate plays for the Rams. Like, drives would stall, and then Rodgers would capitalize with a long drive. Like, how long did he have the ball in the fourth quarter? I think he got it with like 8.5 left and he held on to it till the 2-minute warning.
But see, it doesn't show up as a touchdown, but it's.
No, that's it. Like, they ended up kicking a field goal, I think, but he took away the ball.
Yeah, you like finished the game. You iced the game.
You cannot score if you don't have the ball, unfortunately, especially against Aaron Rodgers, because you know he ain't throwing 3 interceptions for a touchdown.
Unless, and that brings me to this next game. Packers-Bucks, everybody talked about it last week. Oh, the Rams are the worst nightmare matchup for Aaron Rodgers. Me and you both agreed, well, no, if you watch this year, his game against the Bucks, he didn't only look bad. He didn't look average. He looked flat out bad. He did. Other than that, he was perfect this year. He was literally perfect every single week.
Yeah.
But against the Bucks, he got nothing going. All four quarters, despite trailing, couldn't get a single thing done. Do I see that happening again? No. I'm going to be the first to say absolutely not.
No, I don't think so either. But I could see Tom Brady having he's got a tent set up in his head, right? He's living there. He's rent free. It's the battle of the goats. Like, this is the conversation that everyone always likes to have. I don't know, man. My edge is with Tom Brady in the playoffs every time.
I have to agree that I've been saying that all playoffs. However, the only guy that I ever side with above Tom Brady. Like I said, Tom Brady's resume, can't beat it. And if you doubt Tom Brady, you're probably going to lose most of the time.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers, yes, he's only won one conference championship. He's also never had one at home. He's always on the road. You can't audible. And the Packers are never stacked. Like, and they're not stacked offensively. No. They have some pieces. But I just feel like you're going to have to play a perfect game to beat Aaron Rodgers and the Packers right now. Absolutely.
But normally I would give the edge to the Packers because of weather. But because of being who it is, Tom Brady always played at home in fucking Massachusetts when it's ice cold all playoffs. And
yeah, well, I'm not worried
so
about
the weather. Won't be the edge. It's the little amount of fans that the Packers will have that with 13,000 last week sounded like the stadium was full.
Yeah, it was like, crazy.
So that's a lot of fat people in Wisconsin, man.
I've been to Lambeau before. I find something's different about Lambeau. It's special, right?
It's one of those stadiums.
Yeah, go to one NFL stadium. I'm a Cowboys fan. I would love to see the new Cowboys stadium. Yes, it's probably beautiful. But I would say I want to go to Lambeau. See that one time. Experience that. You know, like.
Yeah. No, of course.
But I like the Packers. They're -3.5. I don't blame anybody for taking the points here. I really don't. Aaron Jones. The Bucs have been running well, too, by the way. I will say. Yeah. I don't see Aaron Rodgers not. We've mentioned this how many times? His rating is over 108, like every week. Every week. So someone's going to have to make a play. I don't think Devin White's a great linebacker. That's not going to take away Davante Adams. There's no stud corner. Like Jalen Ramsey and Aaron Donald was probably the recipe.
Well, you need,
it probably was the recipe, honestly, to beat them.
Yeah, yes and no, but the Bucs defense have been doing it all year. They're like pretty much surprising everyone, right? Like it seems like every week everyone's like, oh man, I can't believe how good the Bucs defense is. Like, I'm like, well, how could you not believe it? They were good last year. Like now they actually have a quarterback they believe in. Like they're gonna put their heads through a brick wall for Tom Brady right now. Because they want to be a part of that story. Everyone wants to be a part of that story.
I'm huge on Aaron Rodgers, but I even would love to watch that story of Brady winning and going to the Super Bowl again with a new team. So this is the story of the week, though. It was last week, and the QB's disappointed, right? Brady and Breeze was the story. This week, Rodgers and Brady, it's a different type of thing because Rodgers isn't up there on the all-time stats yet. Well, he's close, but I'm saying he's not 1-2. Yeah. But he's probably higher up on the greatest of all time list than Brady was for most. So this is the guy with the best resume versus the guy with the best skill set, probably, you know, and the best individual accomplishments, you could say, for Aaron Rodgers. Like, he's the most efficient quarterback to ever play.
Yes.
I just think this is my honest opinion. I don't even care who wins this weekend. I don't. I'm just happy we got to see it. Because how many times do you see it not happen? Like, I'll use a different sport because other than football, football is quarterback heavy, right? It's such a big story. You're not going to say, well, it was Aaron Jones versus Fournette or Ronald Jones. You're not going to say that. It's Brady versus Aaron Rodgers. In basketball, this is the equivalent of like getting to see, which we never did, like Kobe against Jordan. In the finals, yes, you know,
exactly.
Or LeBron against Kobe. Like, you never got to see LeBron's teams go against the Lakers. It didn't happen. So
that's it. There are different dynasties and different times, right? Like, it's,
as a fan, I love it. And I do think that this game, although I don't think it's fair, I think will be used eventually in the argument for people's greatest of all time debate.
Yes. It's
not dropping the hammer. Whoever wins this week, it doesn't really change the arc. If Aaron Rodgers beats Brady at 43, does it make Aaron Rodgers a better quarterback overall? Not more than it already is. I think it's just a little feather in whoever's cap can win it, right?
Yeah.
And I think it's bigger for – it's funny because Rodgers, it would be beating Brady. That would make it big. For Brady, it's not beating Rodgers.
Yeah.
Making the Super Bowl without Belichick. I think it
– yes, that's his storyline, right? Yeah. Everyone's playing out their own storyline right now.
So either way, look, I'm very excited about that game. I got the Packers. You're going Bucks, eh?
Oh God, yes.
And so spread and money line?
Yeah, no, I'm done. I would take Moneyline. Yeah, I plan on taking Moneyline.
All right. I like it. A lot of people have made a lot of money betting Tom Brady to make the Super Bowl. So let's see if we can do it one more time.
I say.
Moving on to the other side, AFC. This is where, again, it might not have been the high profile matchups like that. We'll start Bills Ravens. Bills win 17-3. Not the shootout a lot of people were expecting. Even though the Ravens weren't an offensive juggernaut, they ran the ball extremely efficiently.
Yes.
You would have told me they were going to score 3 points, I would have been shocked. I still am shocked, to be honest, that they only scored three. I thought this was their game. I
even begin to tell you how impressed with Leslie Frazier I was with this week. He might have won himself a head coaching job just with that game on his resume. That was wild how well he schemed up that game.
Yeah.
And the same could be said about the Ravens defense as well, right? The Ravens defense played very well. They only allowed 10 points.
Yeah, it's true. The score line is very misleading here. 17-3 makes it look like you lost by, but we're one different play away from a 10-10 game.
No, that's it.
Competitive game.
If Lamar Jackson doesn't throw that ball and just eats the sack, then all of a sudden it's only 10-6.
And it's man. And then the Lamar Jackson injury kind of took away from the game, because even though I'm not saying Bills won because of it, I still think they would have won, but it would have made that last quarter exciting, you know? It would have made it – it sucks that it happens, but it does. And Lamar Jackson, those snaps were brutal. Those two snaps pretty much cost –
I don't know what that was about. That was brutal. But, I find it very, very hard for two straight weeks – A bad snap completely affected the outcome of the game.
Man, you're looking at 2nd and 35 if you recover that. The one where Lamar Jackson recovered it and got away,
Yeah, exactly. And he managed to throw the ball away. And Collinsworth said it, as much as I disagreed with him, that was an MVP caliber play. He scooped the ball up and got it away instead of taking the sack.
And then you go back the other way on the second one, just as big of a game-changing play, because it took him out for the rest of the game and it ruined that drive. So I don't say they win. Look, the pick six was just as big, obviously, and that's on Lamar. But for the Ravens, who were looking like they were going to have an under 500 season, to not only make the playoffs but advance and kind of keep it close with the Bills all game, that's a win for that season for me. I see that as
success. I think their defense going forward is very talented. I would just like Lamar Jackson to come back next year and be better. Well, that's all I want.
Marquise Brown, as much as we all talked about all year, I was very high on him coming into the year. Then he did nothing, like less than nothing. And the last couple games, that's one guy who you can't say did not show up for the Ravens.
No, exactly.
To play where Marquise Brown does the double move, are you kidding me? Are you kidding? How do you overthrow Marquise Brown? He was so – and I get it. Look, it's a backup going in. A guy who's not even supposed to –
It's not even a backup. Exactly. It's the backup, backup's backup.
So I'm not blaming him.
Quarterback this year.
Josh Allen, all deep all game, was completely inaccurate. And that's supposed to be strength, right, is the deep ball. So the wins played a factor. But, that sucked, because that would have been another play that just completely, like, changed the narrative, changed the game, right? So, it is. Bills advance one game away from the Super Bowl. I don't think it could have happened to a fan base that deserves it more. And
honest to God, I hate it when people talk about the Bills fan base as if they're bad. How much money has that fan base raised for other quarterbacks I mean, it's not out of spite. They do it out of the kindness of their hearts because they're happy that their team is succeeding.
I like that. Their tailgating is cool. I would be proud to be a Bills fan. If I was a Bills fan, I would be proud of my fan base.
The Bills Mafia is incredible. I love it.
So, look, and Diggs was Diggs again. 8 catches.
It doesn't seem like it matters who covers him. It doesn't matter who's covering him.
Allen was – he was okay. Again, he did what he had to. He made plays. He didn't have to do anything more. They were never really in doubt there. And the wind really did play a factor in the passing. So
again, like I said early on, is Leslie Frazier won that game.
Oh, and that's dive goal, eh?
The defensive players made fantastic plays. But I that's the closest I've seen to Lamar Jackson being completely shut down. And like in the running game.
Yep.
I mean, he racked up some yards, but for the most part, they kept him contained.
Josh Allen's dive, by the way.
Oh, come on.
Man, it's just weird. That could be he's such a college. Tough guy.
They should do like college and review those because that was such a flop.
I just think that refs should look at it. And I'm not – Josh Allen is not the only person that does that, by the way.
No,
just
to be clear. God, I'm not even faulting him for it. He made the play.
Yep, and it's playoffs. So at that point, if you're not cheating, you're not trying. Like, you know,
exactly.
That old saying,
like, don't even forget it. But that's on the refs. That's not on him. The refs have to say something. The refs have to make that call, right? But good on him for winning the Oscar.
If I'm a defensive player, though, Josh Allen's a big guy. Josh Allen is tough. He's not afraid of people. When he runs, he runs into you. He doesn't do the out of bounds thing. Before he was a great passer, he was that guy, right? So I love it. I have nothing but respect for him. But if I'm a defensive player, and I just saw you do that,
next time I'm making
next
count.
Next time I hit you, I'm getting every single ounce of that 15 yards.
Yeah.
I'm getting that worth it. There's no question.
No, well, I'm gonna make your mother cry with how hard I hit you after that.
But it is what it is. Bills again. That's 11 of their last 12 or 10 of their last 11. It's one of the two. The only game they've lost is that Hail Mary. That's it.
Yeah.
So
it's wild.
It's going to be a very tight game. We'll comment on the other one first. Chiefs Browns. This one, ton of story. It was a weird game, man. Chiefs win. Chiefs hang on 22-17. The quote of the day, by the way, anything is possible. I loved it.
Yeah, that was hilarious.
Chad Henne comes. Well, wait. 5 minutes left in the third quarter. Mahomes hurt with a concussion, probably the weirdest looking concussion I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And Chad Henne did what he had to do. I gotta say, he wasn't extremely efficient, but he made one pass to Tyreek Hill, where Tyreek Hill made an incredible catch to hang on to.
Absolutely.
And Tyreek Hill is known as just a speed guy. I'm sorry, man. He's for his size, the hands he has, he's running different routes now. He's becoming a complete receiver. He really is. Yeah. And just to get back to Henne, that 13-yard or 14-yard run. No, it was 13 because he missed it. He was short.
Yeah.
What a game-changing play, man, because all the momentum was with – you could tell he was just hanging on. And Baker Mayfield was going to get a chance. He was going to get a chance if he doesn't get out of that pocket and run. So, and then the balls, by the way, the fucking balls on
Henne. Your audacity to throw that ball.
Chad Henne, fourth and one. Now, the fourth and one going for it, it was the right move. But
Backup
quarterback in there, maybe you do punt it and say, I'm going to force you to score a touchdown and go the whole way. Defense make one play to win it, you know, and then and one guy ran a pattern. That is the ballsiest call, but it worked. And it was, I'm sure in his mind, he knew it was going to work. Like, it wasn't even a question.
Oh no. Like, honest to God, Andy Reid looked at Stefanski dead in the eyes and said, okay, daddy's going to show you how to fly. Because that was like just a master class in coaching. Yeah, that's all. Like, he doesn't care who he's got on the field. He's going to call the game the way he thinks he's going to win the game. And that was just a beautiful, beautiful play call.
He's now made, by the way, the conference championship 3 years in a row.
Yeah. Only coach ever do it
twice.
Twice, wasn't it?
He's the only coach. Yeah. No one's ever, like, that's pretty cool, man. And he's done it.
After we just talked about Tom Brady, that's crazy.
Yeah. So it's like
Tom Brady. Belichick had done it.
Yeah, he takes 1 year off, I guess, every time.
What a weird thing to happen. What is he, a leap year?
My thing, though, like, the Mahomes injury is the whole story, right? It took over the entire game. Before that injury, they're up 19-10. The game was pretty much in hand.
Like, was it?
Cleveland was trying. As soon as they fumbled at the goal line, there. To me, that was game.
They held them, and they missed the field goal. They were still very much in that game with Mahomes in.
I'm just saying, Mahomes was going to score again that game. Like, to me, Mahomes would have scored another touchdown in that game, or at least the field. Like, he would have driven.
I'm not saying the Browns were going to win with Mahomes on the field. If Mahomes was on the field, people wouldn't have been holding their breath.
I get what you're saying. It was still possible. I just don't get – and this is obviously hindsight, and I have no problem with the call, but – you signed your quarterback to $500 million, okay? $500 million contract. That contract, and it says he can't ride a motorcycle, he can't jump on a trampoline, he can't play basketball, but you're running a fucking QB power on third and short up nine? Like, what the fuck is going on? Like, are you nuts? Or whatever. It was an option play, but like, I get he's not supposed to get hurt on that play, but like maybe just hand it off to the running back, man. Like,
he's supposed to get hurt. The speed option is like, I feel like it was designed to get your quarterback annihilated. I have seen quarterbacks take some of the biggest hits in football on that play. I don't think that was the right play call.
And he's running parallel with the line of scrimmage, right? It's very like you're going to get.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God, yes.
Look,
because he's a competitor. He's not going to shy away from the hit.
And if he knows
what's in his contract.
If he doesn't get hurt, I'm not saying that, right? So I'm not – like, I would have been fine calling it too. I'm just saying, why are we putting all these clauses in the contract? But, like, this is fine. Like, guys, I think a trampoline's okay. I think he can handle a trampoline if this is what we're running.
It's a controlled injury.
Mahomes again was Mahomes. But he's the Mahomes of a couple weeks, right? It wasn't like, wow, look, this is the MVP. It was just efficient, efficient, efficient. Kelce, monster game again.
Look, I said it in the old timers chat. When he hurt his foot, he noticeably changed. His accuracy went down because he couldn't plant. Everyone thought I was ridiculous. But again, why are you calling a QB option
on a hobbled
when he's got a hobbled foot? Yeah,
it's true. Oh, man.
Run, if that's the play you want to call, run it with Tyreek Hill. Trust me, there's a more of a chance of you getting that with Tyreek Hill than it is with Mahomes injured.
Yeah, that was a weird one to me, man. I don't know. I thought it was weird, but I just want Mahomes to be back this week. There's no chance they're holding him out. Like, we agree, there's zero chance that Chiefs doctor is going to be like, yeah, he's not good to go.
They're going to bring in an individual. They have to.
The NFL doesn't want – the NFL doesn't give a shit either.
It does.
I'm telling you right now.
The Bills are sending their doctor.
If he gets held out of this game, I'll shut my mouth. Like, unless he's saying, I don't want to play, they're finding a way to get him to play this game. Like, I'm sorry, you know they don't give a shit. Like, yes, it's the future of their franchise. I agree. But you're one game away from another Super Bowl. You take that. Like, it's – I wouldn't blame him for saying – it's weird to say because as a competitor, you want the guy to want to play, of course.
Of course. But
– like, it is tough because he is very important. Like, you could make it to other Super Bowls with him.
But you also got to think about yourself too. You don't want to walk around punch drunk for the rest of your life, right?
It's like, look at
Muhammad Ali.
I just don't see. I know Bills fans are probably just like, yeah, he's gonna be out. He's gonna be out. Don't worry. And I don't blame him. I would be all over it too. But I would be shocked if they don't. If he doesn't.
Oh no, same.
So, and that's good for because this is the matchup we all wanted. Before the playoffs, this is what everybody wanted. Josh Allen, Mahomes.
This is the first time in my life that I could actually say all four quarterbacks deserve to be in the Super Bowl. Yeah.
It's very
teams deserve to be in this matchup.
And it's cool too, because the NFC is the two old guys.
Yeah.
The two guys who've proven everything that are going out. And now you got in the AFC, you got Mahomes, who just took over the mantle. And I'm not putting Josh Allen in that he's not on Mahomes level, but he played like it this year. So yes, right absolutely. Now he's coming for that mantle. He wants that. So it's great football. They couldn't have asked for better when it comes to the matchups, honestly. Not. At all. Even the Bucks winning
cannot be upset about how this has worked out.
As long as Mahomes plays, the NFL is happy. The NFL is laughing. The ratings this weekend are gonna be
absolutely.
So who do you like in that game? I've been saying it since the beginning of the playoffs. The only team I'm going to pick against the Bills is the Chiefs.
Yes.
And then
I think the Chiefs will win. I think the Chiefs will win. And I'm sorry, Bills fans. I really am, because I have enjoyed the show just as much as you this year. It's just the way Josh Allen played this week against Baltimore. He was rattled. And if you think the Chiefs aren't going to dial up the pressure this week, you're out of your mind.
The thing is, too, though, he's due for a big game. Like, Josh Allen hasn't had a big game in a while, or one of those throws, right, that, like, Diggs has had good games, but it's all been, like, almost little play. Like, it hasn't been the same as they were this year.
No, of course. And obviously play calling and mindset changes once you get in the playoffs.
That's true, too.
Especially play calling. Play calling plays a big factor. But the size of the balls – on Andy Reid is I cannot ignore it. Like, and don't get me wrong, McDermott's got a set of balls on him too. Like that, I think every coach in this has, like, they're just a big set of balls just walking around their hometown.
They don't even use spares in their office.
No, that's it. Like, it's pretty cool to see all four of these coaches that are involved in it too. Like, this is probably, despite the COVID thing, been one of the most interesting NFL seasons of my life. Every week, literally every single team in the playoffs right now has a story. Except maybe the Chiefs, but now they have a story that Andy Reid's got the biggest balls in the land.
And you know what? The Chiefs are still that. Like, this is where my thing is. Like, I get it. The Bills are on a run, and it's amazing. They're playing very good football, and the line is under 3. So
yeah,
you're getting respect, and you deserve it, yes. But the Chiefs are not just 11-1 in their last 12 or 10-1 in their last 11. They are 25-1 in the last 26 that Mahomes plays.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter who they've played. Nobody has been able to stop that offense. And it's funny, too, because neither of these teams really run. They're both very similar.
Yeah.
But
completely abandoned the run all together.
I feel like the Chiefs are going to try and run a bit this week.
I think that's the only way they can – the only way if it goes down to a shootout, that's what I want to see. I want to see a shootout. I don't want to see what I just saw with the Ravens and Bills. I understand – it was a beautiful game from a defensive standpoint, but for, like, people watching the game,
I agree.
You have Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen in there. You want to see them, like just throw the ball down the field, run all over the place. But again,
there's no way it's low scoring. There's no way this game is. If this game is low scoring, I'll be shocked.
Yeah, no, like just 100% shocked. I'm expecting a good game. I think it's going to be a one-score game. And I think it comes down to Josh Allen on the final drive, and we're going to see what he's got.
What's cool, too, is, like, it's such a – like, this isn't the last time these guys are going to play each other. You know what I mean?
No.
This could be the start of, hey, these guys played in the playoffs 6 times. It might not either. But
Why do you think Tom Brady went to the NFC? He knew what was coming. Stop. The wave of youth.
Stop it.
But look at the wave of youth in the AFC. Every fucking team has a young quarterback, except for, like, 3.
Well, one retired in the Colts, so they won't have an old quarterback. Speaking about that, by the way, let's just get to this quick. Phillip Rivers. Wait, so you're taking Chiefs spread as well?
I'm taking – no, I'm just – Chiefs money line spread's a little tough.
It's 2.5 right now, but I get what you're saying.
Yeah, I would take
it. Could it be low enough?
I think it's going to be a field goal game.
So you would take, yeah, I get it. Go yeah. So that they win by 3, you win. I like that too.
Yeah.
So Philip Rivers announced his retirement today. Drew Brees, we don't have an answer on for sure yet. Philip Rivers did say he's done. And I think this is an interesting conversation because I think Drew Brees, the consensus is out there. Like, we all know what he is. No one is questioning it. I just also think it's cool that Philip Rivers and Drew Brees might retire the same year, considering their years are linked for sure. For those of you that don't know, Philip Rivers was essentially picked over Drew Brees.
Yeah.
Chargers had Drew Brees and said, no, we're going to go with Philip Rivers. And Drew Brees went to Miami. One won a Super Bowl. The other didn't. But both had very productive career. What do you think of Philip Rivers?
Don't say he went to Miami.
Who? Well, Brees didn't.
Brees did. He was supposed to.
No, but that's what I'm saying. They didn't want to take a chance on his shoulder.
Yeah. No, he can't throw anymore. That's a big thing.
Solid decision.
That doctor should have been hung in the streets. Imagine that. You lose Nick Saban and Drew Brees in less than a year. And look what they went on to be.
It's true. They're just maybe turning the corner now.
They have not recovered since that. Tannehill did his absolute best in the time that he was there, got one playoff game, and that was it.
Man, well, look, Philip Rivers, what do you think? What do you think of him? Where does he – I'm not saying tell me where he ranks all time, nothing like that, but
– Dan Marino 2.0, one of the greatest statistical quarterbacks in the season of – in the NFL history.
I just want to say Dan Marino is better than him, though. We agree on that. Like, Dan Marino – Absolutely, Dan Marino
is better than him. Dan Marino was the best. Well, not the best, but Dan Marino was amazing.
Of the time, I would say, yeah. It's just weird because Philip Rivers, if you think he's top five or right close to there all time, he's overrated. You're wrong, in my mind. If you think he's nowhere near, like, Hall of Fame or anything like that, then you're also wrong.
Like, I don't think he'll be first ballot. No. He might slide in there and maybe second or third.
Be first, but his stats are good enough. It depends who he goes up against. His problem is going to be the guys he went up against in his career. Like, to me, I don't think he's top five of this generation.
No.
Tom Brady for sure. Aaron Rodgers, Peyton Manning, Drew Brees, all guaranteed ahead of him. Ben Roethlisberger, like Philip Rivers, you can't tell me guaranteed his career. That's what I'm saying. You can't tell me his career is better. Like, he's a better quarterback than Eli. I would agree on that. But Eli has 2 Super Bowls.
But him and Romo have very similar careers, right? Like, it's
– one was longer, right? But Rivers has the longevity, and he has the top 5 passing yards, passing touchdowns. But, I mean, 5-7 in the playoffs isn't spectacular. He made the AFC Championship game one time. I will say, though, making that game is one of the best stats he has because he played that game with a torn ACL.
Yes, that was incredible.
Like, that's one thing I'll give Rivers. His entire career, he never missed a game since 2006. 240 straight starts is second in quarterbacks behind only Brett Favre. And Brett Favre is probably the toughest quarterback to do it. So,
yeah, probably.
Philip Rivers, it's not like he never got hurt during those years, right? The guy was tough. His trash talk, very weird. But you know what? Be different. I have no problem with it.
Man, I can tell you right now that if someone called me a freaking frack or something, like, whatever he calls people, like, I would be pretty rattled, man. He's like, you're a freaking nerd. He said that to a D lineman once. A freaking nerd. I've been called
weird
a cum dumpster during a football game. That's trash talk.
My thing is, you'll never be as good as the guy they picked to replace you, or the guy that you replaced, you weren't as good as. I think that does hold its weight. Like, I don't know why. I just find that is important, right? Like, it's a big thing for me. And I think
it's a tough conversation to have because if you look at all the best quarterbacks, like the ones you just named, Peyton Manning's the only one who didn't really replace anyone.
Yeah, he got replaced by Luck.
Exactly, right? Like, Tom Brady replaced Drew Bledsoe, which is arguably – he's one of the best quarterbacks. Like, he is. He's played very well over – he played very well over his career.
Top 100, sure.
Grow up. And you got Aaron Rodgers, Brett Favre.
That's a massive replacement. Those are big shoes.
But these quarterbacks have found a way to play out of these large casting shadows and make their own career without ever anyone ever bringing up the other name. Like, when I think of Philip Rivers, I don't think he ousted Drew Brees.
No, he just got picked. He was healthy, and they picked him.
That's exactly it. Like, I don't – like, Aaron Rodgers, like, okay, yeah, the way they did it was kind of weird because Brett Favre still had some games in him. But it was the passing of the torch. You see it – like, more often than not, right?
The problem is he's like a whole body of work resume that impresses, right? Like, it's going to be a bad comparison. I don't – because I do think at his best, he led the league in passing once. He led the league in passing touchdowns another year. And total QBR – 3 years in his career, he was top three. So 3 years, you were a top three quarterback out of all these. Now, the guys he's going up against, that's not easy. So I compare him to a Frank Gore with three elite seasons.
Yeah, okay. Like,
if Philip Rivers didn't play this long, we're not even having this conversation.
No.
Just like Frank Gore. Now, like I said, Philip Rivers' best years were better than Frank Gore's best years. They are.
Yeah. No, but it's the same.
You know what I mean?
The perfect, like, other side of the coin for this is Andrew Luck. Andrew Luck was one of the most talented quarterbacks I've ever seen play football, but he's never going to be in the Hall of Fame, ever.
But see, I think a lot of people, I think at least 5 out of 10, if you said Andrew Luck or Philip Rivers, would take Andrew Luck.
I'm taking Andrew Luck. I can tell you that right now.
Even on a greatest list, honestly, I agree that Philip Rivers did everything Andrew Luck did. There's nothing he did in those years that he didn't. It's just Andrew Luck was seen as top five every year he played.
Yeah, he was number one pick, came in, won games right away. Philip Rivers sat on the bench for a few years, but that's just what it is. But Andrew Luck, I hated him his entire career. His entire life, I might add. Because even in Stanford, I hated him there.
Well, you know I'm on your side with this. So,
but Andrew Luck, Philip Rivers, Dan Marino, they're all going to fall into the same category. Probably Deshaun Watson one day. They're all going to fall into the same category. They couldn't get it done. It's just what it is.
My comparable for Philip Rivers is Tony Romo. Honestly, that is. And yeah, Tony Romo didn't play long enough. He didn't play long enough to do what Rivers did. So Rivers probably is higher up on that list. But I never saw him as – if I was another team, it wasn't like, oh, no, we're playing Philip Rivers. Like, he never had that as much as he did make people not want to play. Like, he was a very good player. He just never, to me, was that superstar.
At least once or twice a game. In the playoffs only. During the season, it was a little different. But in big game moments, there was a minute where you're just sitting there it's 2 minutes a game. You just sit there wondering, what are you fucking doing, Philip Rivers? He just finds a way to make a mistake that costs him. And that's the difference between elite and great. Right there.
I saw one hilarious comment as well. Philip Rivers won't be playing football next year. His wife shocked because she didn't know he knew how to pull out. Oh, fantastic.
No, that's fantastic.
Fantastic. Just great.
Who has the most kids? Who has the most kids? It's Antonio Cromartie. He's got 14.
Yeah, he's a little bit of a different situation, though.
Yeah, 14 kids with 13 women.
But Rivers, Rivers is just so – there's part of him that's like – he's very weird, but he's like so – I'm not even going to say unlikable. That's not the word. But like his thing for kids, okay? He goes, yeah, we had just had one and then – you know, God's will took care of the rest. Whatever. I'm like, no, bro. It's not God's will. You are finished. Like, pull out. Like, it's your will. Like, it's not God's choice if you have a kid or not, bro. If you continue to do this, it's going to happen.
Listen. If you told me in 5 years, Philip Rivers started a church, and he was a cult leader, I would believe you. I would be like, you know what? That sounds right. And he's got his kids working the doors at the functions, and he's got tax exempt status. I would understand that because Philip Rivers has that look to him. Like he's either going to lead a cult or be in one. That's kind of how I feel about Philip Rivers. I've never once thought to myself, I'm like, oh man, I really want to have a beer with that guy.
And he joined the Indianapolis Colts?
Yeah. Right?
I don't think that's a coincidence, bro. I think you're onto something.
Yeah. People need to wake up. There's a bunch of sheep out there. They're not seeing it.
Listen, sheeple.
Yeah.
So look, well, Drew Brees will probably have some clarity on that coming up. Three more football games this year. So we got this weekend. Gut feeling, do you think – or percentage Patrick Mahomes plays this weekend? Percentage?
50-50 at this point.
No joke, 99.999.
He's trending in the right direction. And I understand what you're saying, the NFL won't allow it. But because of what Will Smith did – it's not in their hands anymore. It's an independent neurologist. That's what I mean.
What does Bad Boys 3 have to do with this?
Oh, my God.
What does Bad Boys 3 have to do? We ride together. We die together. Bad boys life.
That what might the be film? The only way that they could keep Mahomes off the field is if Mike Lowry shows up. But
Oh, man. I see it happening.
I think it leans like I say 50-50 because I need to believe that there's some sort of morality in the NFL. And if he honestly has a concussion, I would err on the side of caution if I were him, because you take that many hits when you have a concussion, you don't recover as quick. Like you don't, it's not okay.
My issue is them giving him – look, I was going to end there, but one last thing, and because you just mentioned it, it kind of made me think of it. I think that he should play. I think he should start. What I don't love is that they're giving him the first team reps. Patrick Mahomes would have been fine without those. Get Henny reps, because one hit, Chad Henny might be in that game.
That's it.
So you're taking a big risk, man, not giving him reps. Because you're not going to beat the Bills. Look, even if Chad Henne practiced every single rep this week, your chances of beating the Bills are like maximum 15%.
Man, imagine Chad Henne starting in a Super Bowl.
We've seen worse. The difference is those teams had good defenses.
Yeah, there you go.
The difference is those teams had good defenses.
My dream matchup in the Super Bowl right now, as much as I want the Packers to win, because I think they are the best team right now, all around, if you include offense, Aaron Rodgers and all that. I really, really want to see Tom Brady beat the Bills in the Super Bowl. I don't know why that would be such poetic justice. Like the Bills on this unbelievable streak beat the Chiefs. They're in it. Here we go. And all of a sudden, Tom Brady shows up out of nowhere from a different conference to haunt you once again. that would be my dream matchup.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. We'll see. Look, I agree. Either way, there's no matchup out of any combination of these matchups that I wouldn't love. So
no, exactly. I will not be disappointed with any one of these two teams playing each other.
Yeah,
four teams playing each other.
So we have it now. I love that, and we'll see how it plays out. We'll be back next week. Look, we got probably one left of football this week or this year. So yep.
Then we'll move on to hockey.
Or two left, because we'll recap and preview, and then, yeah, we'll probably recap the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Off-season.
Yeah. Okay. So we got three left, yeah.
So we'll be back. But look, that's it for today. Thanks for joining us. Enjoy the games this weekend, and let us know what you think and who you think will win.
It's over, ladies and gentlemen.